From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Marking his first 100 days in office, South Korean President Moon Jae-in vowed to prevent war with North Korea at all cost. He said dialogue is possible if Pyongyang halts its nuclear and missile testing. Concern over the North's rapid progress in developing nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision postponing plans to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence in Chile Wednesday was asked about that.
We welcome the statements of the Kim regime this week with regard to Guam. But our objective is clear. It is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And we want the regime in Pyongyang to permanently abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions. And we'll continue to bring pressure to bear till we achieve that goal.
The North Korean leader said that earlier this week, a pause in testing will await the next moves by the U.S. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on the North to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing, to stop destabilizing activities in the region. That would be a good starting point.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday urged a dialing down of rhetoric and a dialing up of diplomacy, offering his offices for such an effort. A UN inquiry concluded that two UN investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, possibly militia members, in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibility that others may have been involved. American Michael Sharp and Swede Zeta Catalan killed March 12. This is VOA News. As Sierra Leone Wednesday began a week of national mourning for hundreds who died in massive mudslides this week, the grim task of burying the dead began in one of Africa's worst flood disasters. To forestall the threat of disease, burials of nearly 400 bodies began in and around the capital, Freetown. Shuku Korama Fatamadi's family was tragically affected.
I had relatives staying in this place. My younger sister with her three children and her husband, but they've all died. I've never seen such things in my life before.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the earlier Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. President Ernest Bai Koroma went on national television expressing his condolences.
I am very disturbed by this national tragedy, and with a heavy heart, let me extend profound condolences to the bereaved families.
Hundreds are still missing and fear dead. Thousands have been made homeless. In Venezuela, nearly 40 inmates were killed during a raid by security forces on a southern prison. Reports indicate many prisoners believed to be in control of the prison and armed resisted government efforts. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Guterres Wednesday called on the government and opposition to restart negotiations to end that South American country's long political, social, and economic crisis.
Because I believe that the only solution is a political solution based on those negotiations.
Venezuelan authorities, meanwhile, announced they are seeking to arrest the husband of ousted chief prosecutor Luisa Ortega and allegations of running a multi-million dollar extortion ring. Ortega broke with socialist President Nicolas Maduro in April over his policies. And in Chile Wednesday, Vice President Pence spoke of the tragedy of tyranny unfolding in Venezuela.
The once free people of Venezuela are being forced to endure that fate by the brutality of the Maduro regime. Venezuela is sliding into dictatorship, and as President Trump has said, the United States will not stand by as Venezuela crumbles.
Pence applauded Chile's signing of the Lima Declaration, standing with the Venezuelan people and up to what he called their oppressors. Iraq's foreign minister is asking the UN for international help to gather evidence against Islamic State for possible charges of crimes against humanity. Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Ja'afari said Britain is working with Iraq on a Security Council resolution. Saudi Arabia says it will welcome Qatari pilgrims to perform the Hajj, despite ongoing diplomatic tensions with Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. The Sawa border crossing is being reopened. U.S. central bank policymakers appear hesitant to further increase a key interest rate amid signs of weak inflation. Minutes from last month's Federal Reserve meeting indicate they're also ready to reduce the bank's massive portfolio of trillions in treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities that were purchased during the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.